is not only the trees, this kind of tree, this kind of tree, this kind of mountain, this kind of road, whatever it may be, but everywhere has got some unique feel, and this place you see is completely peaceful. It is feeling like we expect an ashram will feel like. The descriptions we hear of an ashram. When Gurudev, when Srila Govinda Maharaj first came to the mat, one of his first feelings when he came to the mat that he told to us, and he said that when I first came to Chaitanya Sarasat mat, then the devotees in Narangat, they'd been telling me about this ashram where this great sadhu lives called Srila Sridharmaj, and this ashram in Nabadeep, you've got to come. Will you join the ashram? Yes, yes, I'll join the ashram, he promised to them. And then he had to keep his promise. But then after walking to Nabadeep, then when he came to the ashram, what Gurudev thought, this doesn't look like an ashram that I've heard of. He said, I'd read some books. We read in the Mahabharata and the Ramayana about the ashrams of the sages. He said, this doesn't feel like an ashram. There's a thatched hut. There's some small houses maybe at that time, some small house. And I think Gurudev's impression of an ashram was something like we have here in Thailand, in Chiang Mai. The crickets, the gentle, fresh fragrances, very peaceful and full of devotees. Full of quiet devotees. You see, we want to talk together. A few days ago, we did an evening program, means we were invited to an evening program, and very happy program. A program in Devadutti Prabhu's home in Brisbane on the east coast of Australia. And there, devotees came from different places, all came congregated in his house, and very much we were hearing, I asked to the devotees one by one, with Devadutti Prabhu first, our host. I said, Devadutti Prabhu, please tell us something that we don't know but you know about Gurudev. And then this way, one by one, he first, really something that none of you know. But then he thought, oh yes, so this happened with Gurudev and me, and what Gurudev told me. And one experience he had with Gurudev. Then another devotee said, and then I asked another devotee, you know also some things you have experienced with Gurudev, that you know something that we don't, you tell us. And then one by one around the room, we were so happy that the devotees telling some experiences very happily. But here, if you put me here, and I ask something to you, then it's all of the cameras and everybody are going to be very angry with me because they say, oh, you can't do that because we can't show everybody in the picture at the same time. Are you always this quiet or is it only when I'm here? It depends what the question is.
There's just Rajeshwari Didi sending Dandavat Pranams from Ivati, Brazil.
Yes, Dandavat Pranam. Mm-hmm. And I think of you so much. Just now I got... Okay, I won't say it. I'll tell you later. But just now, what you sent me by package... I just got a new one made in the West, so appreciate very much. Because the other, I had two with me. They both ran out in Australia, and I have one in England, and then in Australia they had the same thing. So I remember you very often and appreciate everything. Yes. The question is, and your question is, from Brazil you're going to have to shout loudly so we can hear you.
Maybe, like, we don't have questions for the moment, but as far as I understand, it's been a year since your last visit to Thailand, right? Around a year?
Well, it's more than a year.
More than a year. Okay, so maybe you could tell us?
About a year. Maybe a little bit more than that.
Maharaj, maybe you could tell us about this year, about the highlights of this year, where you've
been. Some of you know the highlights, because you've had Srila Goswami Maharaj and Srila Avadhut Maharaj and so many from here, then you know very well. Some of the highlights are the summer festivals that took place in Russia, means in Moscow, in St. Petersburg. And also we went down to the, some of us went down to the south, and very nice programs with the devotees in Krasnodar and Sochi, and in Abkhazia with in Sukhum, and in Latvia with the devotees. And we attended a summer like camp program that we were invited to in Latvia also, not arranged by our devotees, but it was a very nice program that we participated in. And then, of course, going from there onward to Ukraine. And so those summer festivals, all so wonderful. You'll have heard all the details from Avadhut Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj, and so many of you, some of you who were there, maybe, and from your friends. And then from there, went on directly from Ukraine, went to Italy for the summer festival in Italy. And it was very, very sweet festival. And they are inviting everybody to come next year to their summer festival. They're very happy to make it bigger and bigger and bigger, and to make an open invitation to the whole world to come for the summer festivals at the beautiful Vila Govinda Ashram in the north of Italy. And it was such a sweet program. It was full morning to evening program with Krishna consciousness, starting the program, starting the morning program as you do, evening program in the middle of the day, and doing Harinam Sankirtan in different towns, some children's programs, walking, master classes, things that you do in other places. And we had devotees from 15 different countries, I think, including Colombia, Mexico, and anyway, 15. You got two to start with. Okay, 15 countries we had devotees coming for. And that was very enlivening. I mean, these are recent months. And now, from there, I came to Malaysia. And in Malaysia, we have three substantial centers. Plus, we've got devotees. Like all over Malaysia, there are devotees. And so in Kuala Lumpur, the capital city, in a suburb called Petaling Jaya, PJ, then we have a temple with some land around, which in the city is not so easy to have. But we have there a very nice ashram with big Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, with Gaura Nithai, actually, Sri Nimai, Sri Nithai, their names. We've known them for many years, those deities. Sweet Gornitai deities. And in Bukit Buruntung, just north of Kuala Lumpur, another temple with Jagannath Baladev Subhadra also. And it is a full corner shop lot. It's a big, it's a good sized place. And there we went, and actually there we did the Janmashtami celebrations. And we did the Radhastami celebrations in the northern center in Malaysia, which is our Sri Chaitanya Sarasatmat's first center in Sitiawan in Malaysia. So there are many devotees in Malaysia. And went to Singapore, and beautiful festivals in Singapore, Vaishnava festivals. Simply Vaishnava festival, the devotees coming together, chanting so happily. They got very good mridanga players, got the good chanters. We had very happy, all participating programs there, where we're not sitting in a chair and with people around us. We're all together happily. Oh, pioneering visit to Bali. Yeah, that was an unknown quantity. You did not know what to expect. But in Bali, the devotees there, they have made a very nice two-story yoga studio. And on the top story, they've got a big altar, the doorways. Oh, it's a double doorway. It's quite a big doorway. They keep it closed for the yoga sessions. But the altar part, you can actually, with a few devotees, you can be in the altar part and have a program. But you know, they have the door open. It's quite big, quite sizable, and very presentable. Very presentable place. It's on the side of a hill, and it's on the southern part of Bali. If you know Bali, there's sort of the main part of Bali, then there's the small part on the southern, like island. Maybe it's attached, but like an island at the bottom, peninsula, I guess, but small. And they also have got, which they've been running for 2 years, a vegetarian cafe just down the hill, about 75 meters maybe down the hill, maybe 100 meters down the hill. They have a vegetarian cafe, and just 2 months before I was there, they opened a vegetarian restaurant upstairs. And the restaurant means where you take the family and more of a place to go for an evening, etc. And so they're very positive and progressive, and very much appreciating they want the association of devotees, and they want to make the devotional program as close to how Gurudev and Guru Maharaj showed will be our example. So, and Bali is a Hindu, essentially it's a Hindu part of Indonesia. It was very enlivening to go there. They will be happy. They will be happy if some devotees, time to time, will go and help and give nourishment and encouragement in the spiritual side. They're doing nicely with the programs, the yoga, etc., which is all, they're all giving some introduction, like many of you may have come through yoga. And yoga, it is certainly one way to meet the public and to meet generally a favorable section of public, to give them some little introduction to Krishna consciousness. So yes, went to Bali also. So since Ukraine, the summer festivals in Ukraine, then been in Italy for that summer program, summer festivals. And then after that to Australia. And in Australia I was there for 3 weeks. We went to different places. And when we're not at other places, then at the temple there, which is, again, super, really one of the best facilities in all the world. It is a wooden, large temple made as their temple by the devotees' hands. It was a field when they purchased it. And Gurudev, he showed where the temple pillars will be, and he gave the direction of how the temple will be made. They have a wonderful facility, and they have their own land around. They grow their vegetables. It's on the edge of a national park. And they, just a few days before coming away, they are keen that this Christmas and New Year, that they can have a summer festival. I showed them some video of the Italy festival and of the devotees and some feedback. I have the video here, we can show it to you sometime. Show you some of that. But then, you see, in December and January in Australia, it is summer. So in China it's winter, in Thailand it's winter. Malaysia's always summer, Singapore's always summer, but this area, if devotees are able to go, they're also wanting to make a Vaishnava festival, and Shripad Tyagi Maharaj is going there. He's going to be there from before Christmas all the way through till after the new year. So they're very encouraged to do that. And in Australia, we went to Sydney, Canberra, Coolangatta, Byron Bay, the Brisbane, and programs in the temple, and also devotees' homes and different things. You are not alone in the world. There are many devotees around the world. And by the way, everybody pricks up their ears and they're all asking me, what's this Chiang Mai ashram? Because of Chiang Mai also, you keep a quiet profile, but devotees here, oh, Avadhoot Maharaj is always going to Chiang Mai, Goswami Maharaj going to Chiang Mai, Bhakti Lalita going to Chiang Mai, and now you are going to Chiang Mai, and here I am, I'm in Chiang Mai. They are always asking about here. And we are happy to tell them. And now, I did not know about this modernization and how Giriraj has got himself an almost covered in area as his temple, and this extension of the patio and the what, pagoda, you call it? I don't know, this building. What? I couldn't hear what he said. Pagoda.
Gazebo.
Oh, gazebo. Well, in Australia, Sri Govinda Dham, the first building they had was a gazebo. And that gazebo is still there. Because they didn't need planning permission for a gazebo. But now that gazebo is covered in, and it is a used place. So there's they began with the gazebo in Australia. And yes, we saw kangaroos, of course. But not koala bears.
Wombat.
I don't even know what a wombat is, but I don't know what a wombat. Oh, what's a wombat? The small kangaroo. Oh, bear-like creature. Oh, wallabies are the small kangaroos. Wombat, I don't know. But many signs about koalas. Koala bears crossing. But we never saw. Actually, the sign should be for the koala bears to be careful of the cars, really. But anyway, they make the cars careful for the koala bears. You have a question.
Today we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita this shloka that says that if we don't remember Krishna, our life is going to be wasted. And also Swami Maharaj is telling us that every second, that a devotee, every minute, every second of his life should remember Krishna. So how can we do that? How can we?
By following the process. The process has been given to us. We went to the mat, we are in an ashram where you have a program where you start your day, morning shows the day, is an expression that Guru Maharaj used to use also. Morning shows the day. So you start your day the right way. Get up in the morning, early. Shower, put on clean clothes, chant your Gayatri, do some puja. And in many people it means in their homes. This is why the home has to be with Krishna at the center. You see, in Vrindavan, everyone's got homes, everyone's got family, but every home has the deity of Krishna there. The Lord is the center of the home. So sure, we've seen Nabadeep, we see the ashrams where the center of your life is meant to be, and we're trying to make the center of our life is the deity. But in our homes, we should make our homes like that also, so that everybody, you go in the city, in the town, ask everybody, you know, are you cooking? Did you cook today? They're all cooking. They're all cleaning the house. They're all doing these things. But we need to make our home like a temple so that it is the Lord's home. So in the morning we start off by, as in the temple, waking up, bathing, putting on clean cloth and doing some puja, some remembrance of the Lord. It may not be the full Nabadeep program, but that ideal has been given and some consistency so that we are remembering the Lord first. We are reading some of His glories from Chaitanya Charitamrita and from different places, the glories of the Lord, the instructions of our gurus to try to read consistently, and singing the bhajan, some prayer, and not to only sing like the parrot. Parrot can sing quite nicely maybe, but we want to catch the mood and the meaning of these. And then in your day, try to make your day in remembrance of the Lord. And one thing we try to do is what we read in the morning, that we try to remember in the daytime what we read in the morning. And you will see that throughout the day too, when you try to do that, many things from the environment will remind you some aspect of Krishna consciousness. But you see in Nabadeep everywhere, during the day, everyone's got some duty to do. Everyone in the world is busy to do something. Devotees are busy to do something. And maybe as a householder you have to earn money, you in a shop or you're employed, whatever it may be. Okay, and in the temple, then you can do direct seva. But then at the end of the day when you come back, you don't come back, just don't come back home, just sit down, turn on the TV, have your dinner and then go to bed. Instead of that, you know, you come back, bathe, put on fresh cloth, come in front of the altar, or if you're doing the cooking, cook for Krishna first. Prasadam, why prasadam? Because also, gently, all of these things are contributing to remind us that what we're eating, the Lord has taken it first. The most necessary thing of our life is to eat. So you can say it's the most animalistic tendency, if you like. All the animals, first thing, before they think about having families or having a territory or anything, if they don't have any food, if they're not eating, then they have no energy. They're just, that's it. I mean, life is based on eating in the animal world. But when we can really try to make what we eat is only prasadam, this will be very helpful for us. But anyhow, then at the end of the day, come, do some puja. Sing a song or two, or read a song or two if you don't want to sing. Read a little bit of another book in the evening. So in the morning, read Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the evening, read Loving Search for the Lost Servant or something this way. And then, by the time, if you got up in the morning at 3:45 or 3:30 or something, you're going to be tired by then. You're going to go to bed and rest, and then you will see that resting is also for seva. Then you get up early in the morning. And you see, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, going to bed early. You look at his life. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur going to bed early. Guru Maharaj going to rest early. Gurudev going to rest early. But guess what? They're all getting up early as well. And you're going to, if you go to bed late and get up late, it's not that you sleep any longer. If you go to bed at 10 and get up at 4, you're sleeping for 6 hours. If you go to bed at 2 and get up at 8, you're sleeping 6 hours. But we've been given that example by the acharyas, those who teach by example, that we go to bed before the midnight hours and get up early in the morning. So all these things, we know they're good for us, but if we can do it, not as a formality, but we try to make our life Krishna-centered, which means making our home, our family, everything that we do Krishna-centered, then all of this will change us so that at every moment we will remember the Lord. Sometimes it's said there are two instructions. One is, always remember Krishna. And the second is, never forget Krishna. Yes, this is that. And also, I can, maybe, if I'm able to quickly find it, just say to you one very good, of course, every instruction is good of Mahaprabhu, but one very good instruction of Mahaprabhu, which is applicable, and which I think Srila Guru Dev would be happy if we read it. Oh dear, I'm not sure. I was reading it just a couple of days. Oh, I found it. Okay, first of all, Mahaprabhu says, Trinad api sunichena taro eva sahishnuna amanina manarina kitanyaha sadaharihi. Okay, Mahaprabhu says that. Gurudev says that. But Mahaprabhu, he says this as the means for us to be able to chant Krishna's name. But here, this time when he mentions it in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's recorded. This is in the Adi Leela, the 17th chapter. The very next verse after that verse, and I think everybody knows that verse, means to be humbler than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, to give due honor to others without wanting any honor for oneself. By this means, then you will be able to always chant the holy name of the Lord. So then, the very next verse, Mahaprabhu says, Urdva bahu karikahon shunna sarvaloka nama sutre ganti para kante eshloka. So, now you can learn a little Bengali, okay? Because it is a short sloka. You already know the Trinarpi Sunichena verse, okay? So, Udva Bahu Kori. Kori means to do. You get this all the time in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Udva Bahu, raising my hands. So this is Mahaprabhu speaking. So Mahaprabhu is saying, raising my hands. Then. Udva Bahu Kori Kahun. Okay, so the kahon means I declare, I tell you this. So udva bahu kori kahon. Kahon? Yes, kahon. I declare, tell you. Shunna, listen, sarva loka, everybody, sarva, every loka, person. Listen, shunno. You in Bengal, you always say shunno, shunno, listen, listen. Okay, I'm listening. Shunno. Sarva loka, sarva, all loka, people. So, udva bahu kori kahun shuna sarva loka. So, what's he going to say? Nama sutre ganti para kante e shloka. Okay, so first of all, a shloka, the a means this. And shloka means verse. So this shloka, Chinarapi Sunichana, this shloka, Nama Sutre Ganti. So, Sutre on the thread. All right. So he's saying, string this verse on the thread of the holy name. So Nama Sutra, you know, the Brahmana Sutra, the Brahminical thread, thread. So Nama Sutra Ganti Para. So Ganti is stringing. Stringing, you get some beads and you string the beads. You string the beads on a string. And what is the string? The string is Nama Sutra, the name thread, the thread of the holy name, Ganti Para. And Para, stringing, get it? Oh, Para. Anyway, Ganti is string on the Nama Sutra, Para Kante E Shloka. Now my Bengali is not perfect. Why? What the para is doing, I can't tell you. But kante, this is called kante mala. This is, means a neck beads. And so Mahaprabhu is saying, string this verse, Trinadapi Sunichana, Atrori Vasahishna, on the thread, the string, the thread, what goes in the middle of the necklace. On the thread of the holy name. So the thread is the holy name. So string Trinadapi Sunichana on the thread of the holy name and wear it around your neck for continuous remembrance. Okay? Did you hear? Okay. This verse, it comes immediately afterwards. Udva bahu kori kahon shunne sarva loka nama sutre ganti para kante e shloka. Now you need to do that. Then this will be very helpful for you. So tomorrow I expect to see you all threading Trinadapi Sunichana on the. You're going to write on. We're going to see somebody with some beads with Trinadapi Sunichana on around their neck. What was the question? Oh, they're reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. Oh, yes, never forget Krishna. Yes. I mean, simply follow the process. And you know, I'm letting you know also, Gurudev, when some devotees, he's seeing what they're doing this, that, and the other. He said, why are they not getting the result? They are not getting the result because they are not following the process. If you don't follow the process, how can you expect to get the result? So we want to try to be good. We want to try to follow the process. And the other thing is, if we follow, then it is going to come to us. It is the advice of our guardians, our spiritual masters. In general, we have the advice, chant Hare Krishna, always remember Krishna, don't forget him. But the general advice is given, but so many thousands of smaller advices may be necessary. Tips, guidances, questions. Guru Maharaj and Gurudev both use the example sometimes. In general, somebody who's going to climb Mount Everest, their general idea is, I'm here, Mount Everest is there, I'm going to climb Mount Everest. But then to do that, so many particular details are going to be necessary along the way. But we need to then find somebody who's done it before, who knows this, that, and the other, and then from them we will get guidance. So this is why the Association of Vaishnavas, also very helpful for this, is the Association of Vaishnavas will help us remember Krishna. Many good things. And the association of Vaishnavas who are on the same path as us, who are senior to us, and who are well disposed towards us. Those three qualities, that will be most helpful. But mixing, as associating with each other itself is always beneficial. And we anyhow should see that others are senior to us. We shouldn't be thinking, oh, we know everything, no need. Otherwise, that is a very dangerous position. And many things we've seen Guru Maharaj saying, what is better, to be a newcomer with clean record, or to be a long-time devotee with a big list of record in a government office? The government office. Don't think everything's not being written down. Chitragupta is Yamaraj's scribe. He engages so many scribes. They don't have a keyboard and an iPad and a Macintosh. They are writing. We know they're writing by hand because in Chaitanya Bhagavat, it's telling that when Nithai and Gauranga absolved Jagai and Madai of all their sins, that Chitragupta couldn't believe it. He said, how is it possible that these two rogues who have got such a long record that they have been absolved of all these sins? And they were so relieved, they were so happy that Jagai and Madhu were resolved. It says there that their wrists and arms were aching from writing down the continuous offenses that they are taking place. And that list was kept in a bottom, I think it describes it as a bottomless pit. Like there were so many pieces of paper. Remember the days of paper when you write on a piece of paper, make a book? Okay, then like a big thick book of paper of where they've been writing. And it says there that their wrists and arms were aching from writing down the offenses. So Chitragupta is writing these things down. So which is better, to be a new devotee with a clean record or an old devotee with a Chitragupta's long list of things there? And we can learn from everybody. Why does anybody come to join an ashram, join our ashram, our temple? They've come with some motivation, they've come with some reason, had to make a life change. Then this is also inspirational for each other. Newcomers coming can remind us why we have come and what is here. So always we get strength from the association of each other. It's not that I'm only going to associate if some great soul comes through the door and then test and see whether he's a great soul or not. We will see the devotion in everybody and we will see ourselves inside. As Gurudev said, my religion is seeing my fault and correcting that, not to see the fault in others. So what you are doing here, having association together, doing service together, doing the programs as you did so sweetly this evening together, this is also helpful. And around the world, wherever the devotees are, to go to the devotee gatherings, and if you don't have a devotee gathering, make a devotee gathering. Go out and bring some people, tell them about Krishna, make a program, do something. This will be very helpful. Is that new big clock there for a reason? Like it's telling me I'm meant to stop at a certain time. What's the program? I'm okay, I've had prasadam, but what about everybody else? You already had prasadam. Okay?
Another question, Maharaj.
Okay, Paramananda Prabhu is here to answer it. Please ask Paramananda Prabhu the question.
But first, Bogdan R.A. from Cherkasy in Ukraine, he's sending you lots of...
Who?
Bogdan R.A. I just Bogdan have a nickname, okay. So I'm not exactly sure about the surname. Okay. But he's sending you lots of love and Dandavat pranams.
Hare
and
Krishna.
He's looking forward to seeing you in Ukraine someday. And also, he has a question for you.
For me?
Well, I'm afraid so. he's asking, what is dharma and how to know one's dharma? How one can know his dharma?
Paramananda Prabhu?
This is obviously a question, directed to you, with the one you have so much respect.
But how would you have answered it? Then I can pass that on.
When I hear your answer, then I can take off. Which wouldn't be necessary at the end.
Everything we do in this world is karma, action and reaction. And just a few minutes ago, just before we were here, then we were talking upstairs with Srila Goswami Maharaj about one railway line, the miniature railway, not miniature, small, narrow gauge railway line, which goes from Shantipur to past Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house. To Swarup Ganj. But we were mentioning how that railway line is being broadened for some part of the way. And what we didn't mention just now was, though, that in order to do it, I saw that they cut down some giant, beautiful trees, which have been standing for hundreds of years. But they cut down those trees in order that they could widen the railway track so that the big trains can come and have the regulation distance between the railway track and any other trees. So, you may think, oh, I'm just going to go somewhere by train, I'm going to go in my car somewhere on a road. Anything you do, exploitation has taken place in order to make that railway track, in order to make the road, in order to do anything in this world. Everything that you are taking the benefit of, you are taking some part of that karma. Those giant trees, everybody who goes on the railway track, they don't know that maybe 500 or however many trees on the way had to be cut down, these ancient trees. But everyone is taking advantage of that railway track. You think, oh, it's a very innocent thing to do. I'm just going to buy a 20 rupee ticket and okay. There's no karma. Anything we do in this world not related to service to Krishna and the devotees, and to the devotees means that is the way to serve Krishna, then everything has reaction. Even the most innocent thing, electricity. If you don't use electricity, then you're using coal for cooking or gas for cooking or something. The simplest things which we think are completely innocent. Oh, I'm not doing any karma. Everything has got its reaction. So the devotees, they understand that everything has to be used for Krishna. And this way, the activity, the energy that's generated from some power station, somewhere they're burning a whole ton of coal to give you electricity. Where whatever is coming, the energy that is being used will be used in service. And this is what is Goloka Vrindavan. This is what is the eternal world, where everything is used for the Lord's service. And nothing is used for exploitation, to enjoy. And this way, the energy will be properly utilized. So action and reaction. Physically, we know the laws of opposite equal and opposite reaction. That's how all your motor cars, motorcycles, airplanes, everything works, on action and reaction physically. But on the subtle plane, it is there also. This is karma. Everything in this world is floating, is proceeding through this action and reaction process. But the human birth is meant for getting out of the action and reaction, out of the exploitation and into dedication, using everything for Krishna. Karma. Karma. Here is a topical example that just now in Australia, devotees, they are concerned. Okay, not just devotees. In Australia, there are many vegetarians and many who are more vegetarian than us, as we find out. More vegetarian than us. They're not taking any milk products. No yogurt, no cheese, no milk, no whatever else you make of milk. Sweets, this, that, and the other. However, and why? Because some are doing it because of health, but some are doing it because the horrific things they do in the dairy industry. You think, oh, I'm not eating meat. But I won't tell you what they do, but they do horrific things with the calves and the cows, heartless and horrific. They also do slaughter in order to get milk. So people stop to take milk. However, Guru Maharaj, he was told about what they do to cows in quite a graphic way. He was told this, and in front of me, so it's not something I can say, oh, I heard from somebody that Gurudev said this. But Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, during his later time, when we were in the new veranda in Dum Dum Park, then this question about, oh, this karma, what they are doing, horrific to the cows, not about pigs or in other things, but about cows in particular, which are so dear to Krishna. This way, you know, devotee explained quite graphically to Gurudev about the sinful things they do to get milk, and then asked to Gurudev that, so now many devotees, they're thinking we should not take milk because it is exploitation. And Gurudev, then he considered just a very short time, like not next day, but right then. He heard everything, and we saw him considering, and then Gurudev said, we will use the milk. Krishna likes milk products. Mahaprabhu likes milk products. So, if possible, we will get milk from our own cows, which in Nabadeep we have our own cows, or from some farm which are using ethical methods. But if not, we will use the milk from the supermarket, from whatever it may be. But that milk we will make the sweets, the products, the curd and everything for Krishna and offer to the Lord. Because he likes these things. We're not going to make Krishna fast because of what others are doing. He likes these things. But Guru Maharaj said, and Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, he said very, very clearly, he said, otherwise, how will those cows get any benefit? The only chance for them to get benefit is that their milk will be used in service to the Lord. But then you see, you think another thing. Oh, we think, oh, we're devotees. And then in the middle of the day, you're out in the town somewhere and you're all hot and think, oh, let's get some drink to quench our thirst. So we think, oh, here's a shop selling cold milk. And if we just go to the shop and buy milk for ourselves, for our satisfaction, then you can understand, yes. Then the vegans have a good point. But then you take it once, oh, so then you want, no, it's okay. Then you understand. What is prasadam? Prasadam really is the slaughter of innocent young cows, etc., in the dairy industry. But if the milk is offered to Krishna, used for Krishna, the cow is getting benefit, everyone is getting benefit, and the devotees who take what is offered to the Lord are getting benefit, it's prasadam. So in the case of milk, you can think, yeah, I don't, knowing what they do now, I don't think I'm just going to go to the store and buy a thing of milk and think, oh, I know milk is healthy and I'm going to go and get a glass of milk to quench my thirst. We'll think twice about that. But it's the same for all things that we eat. The carrot, the cauliflower, the potato. It's all life as well. And that's why, guess what? There's a very good book. It's called Bhagavad Gita. It's written by God. And there he tells us that anybody who cooks for themselves without offering it to me, but simply cook for themselves, are only eating sin. That's eating only sin. And it's clear when you give that example of the cow's milk, and Gurudev is very clear answer about it. But the cow's milk is obvious. It's kind of obvious when you know what they do to the cow. But then the fruits, Guru Maharaj said even about the fruitarians, they're eating only fruit. And Guru Maharaj said, but those who eat only fruit, thinking, oh, there's no killing of anything here. But if you do not, Guru Maharaj said, but if you do not eat that fruit would be the food for others. So you cannot be free from reaction, ever. You can minimize, you can make it less, but the only solution is in doing everything for the Lord. So karma is what is binding this whole universe, the material universe, what is keeping this whole universe going is through karma. But bhakti, devotion, dedication, is the healthy position for using all energy. So whether it is the cow's milk, whether it's electricity, whether it is the road, whatever it is, we will use everything in service to Krishna. And when we understand what a terrible place this is we live in, bound by karma and what is waiting around the corner, then we shall get also some motivation to keep our view upwards. The chataka bird, which is only looking upwards for its nourishment, not downwards. We are to keep so many things in mind.
Maharaj, I probably mispronounced. The question was about dharma. I'm so sorry.
About dharma.
Yeah, what is dharma and how to know your dharma?
Ah. Well, now you know about karma. You know that everybody's dharma is to serve Krishna. With whatever capacity you have, you serve Krishna. You are meant for serving the Vaishnavas. The Vaishnavas are serving the Vaishnavas. Those Vaishnavas are serving the Vaishnavas. This is the way to serve Krishna. This is actual dharma. And the duty of this world, it is temporary, and especially in Kali Yuga, then everything is polluted very much in this world, as we just mentioned. An innocent thing like a glass of milk, then you see. So you want to be you think you're a farmer, you think your dharma is to be a farmer. Okay, but if that's your tendency, great. But you have to do it for Krishna. Otherwise it's all going to take you down, exploitation. It's not going to take you up. So really, you see also, we have to look to see the conclusion of the Veda and not get caught by that section of the Veda which is trying to give a better future materially. the flowery words of the Karmakanda section of the Veda, that is as a filter to prevent the insincere from actually going to the real heaven. We get some promise of heaven in all religious idea. But heaven happens to have God at the center. And heaven happens to have no misery, no death, no sickness, no all these things. But heaven, man is trying to make heaven without having the Lord at the center. Maybe they want him to supply the house and the all the things that you think heaven is going to be. We want him to supply it, but when he supplied it, no, thank you very much, I got my heaven. But that's called, guess what? That's not real paradise, it's what's called fool's paradise. Because after a few days, it's going to end. And even if it doesn't end in your lifetime, you're going to end, and you can't take it with you. So you let me talk a long time about karma before you told me it was about dharma. And Krishna says, I am the taste in water. And what does he say about fragrance? I am the fragrance of the earth. And you see, here, fragrance. There is fragrance here. You are living here. Okay, you see, today I've come here. And new eyes, new nose, new ears. So when you come somewhere, your first impressions, they are something. In Nabadeep, regularly I would ask devotees who visit to say, oh, what's your impression? And I'd also ask them, what do you think needs attention? Because when you live somewhere, everything becomes very ordinary, like the rusty pipe and this. And that's not a rusty pipe. I'm just giving an example. If there were a rusty pipe. You know, things you just take, you just gradually it's happened and you don't notice some things need attention. But also when you first come somewhere, is your first impressions of sight. Guess what? The senses is listed. Touch, sound, sight, all these things. And taste and air. So we are coming here. Fragrance of the locality. And earth does have fragrance. If any of you have been on a boat, I do have experience from my younger days, without seeing, and I was surprised, that without seeing land, you can tell there's land over the horizon somewhere. You can smell it. I was surprised, because I'm not somebody who knows, I always out at sea and this, that and the other, but I just happened to be on a boat for some days. And I was surprised. I didn't need them to tell me we're near land. You could feel, oh, land. But you couldn't see land. All you could see was water. That's one thing. If you ever want to go on a holiday on a boat, all you see is water. It's when you get the other end. And about that, we can talk another day. Because that is also Srila Prabhupada repeatedly saying, in this world, happiness in general is the relief of suffering. And if you're on a small boat in choppy seas, then when you come into the harbor, there's plenty of relief from suffering. Because there's been a lot of suffering on the boat. I can tell you that one. Okay, end it here today. until 9. Okay. Seven 45 until 9 equals 45 minutes.
In fact, you can just keep going.
Oh, I see. You're trying to encourage me to keep going. But then I'll be breaking the rules. I'll be wearing their cameras out. See, you can, if you close the cameras off, then we can all be here. Oh, but no, we're happy to have everyone at home on the camera. Actually, others should do what you do in Chiang Mai and learn how to do things, because there are many places of the devotees. They've really got nice things to say and nice programs. And that is the thing, when you travel, you see there are so many devotees around the world. You are not alone. You see, we're not alone. We look up at the sky at night and we understand we're not alone. In the daytime, we can think you're alone when we only see around us. So we can, if we're in the middle of the forest in Chiang Mai here, we can think, oh, we're alone as devotees. But when you see the bigger picture, then you're very much not alone. And another not alone is that Gurudev is with you, Guru Maharaj is with you, Srila Saraswati Thakur is with you, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is with you. They did not abandon what they began. Well, what to speak? Well, what to speak? As well as them, what about Nittai and Gauranga? They are all with you. When we will, there you are, tick, 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 tick. Gurudev always saying, when the tick, 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 he's saying, yes, it is correct. Nittai and Gauranga are with you, and these great personalities are with you.
Remembering this verse from the Nam Mantra of Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj,
Nirvishesha Sunyavada Pashatyade Shatarine, he means that the West countries are so much, you know, influenced by these two philosophies, Nirvishesha and Sunyavada. I want you to explain a little more about this, because many persons have the tendency to confuse this extreme philosophy with impersonalism. That is a little different, my understanding.
You confuse what with impersonalism?
Mayavada and Sunyavada. You know, Mayavada and Sunyavada with impersonalism, that is, an impersonalist can be a devotee, I think. But Mayavada and Sunyavada, especially Mayavada, they are offenders, they are aparadis. So, if you can explain this, Maharaj, it would be very good.
Well, the answer is, to properly answer you, I would need to do some homework. So I give really the correct answer. For the, you know, the actual, the full definition of Mayavad, the full definition of Sunyavad, and then say the difference. I don't know. I have some idea, but if I'm going to answer it, I need to answer it correctly, so I can do homework and answer it. But either way, Srila Prabhupada brought consciousness of the personality of Godhead. The personality, the person. And this, also traveling, we meet many young people who've read something about spiritual life, this, that and the other. But so often it's impersonal. It means without some personality, the personality of God. And it is rampant. But the personality, not just an energy, The energy of the universe. Yes, there's energy of the universe. Yes, there is the impersonal conception, but it's coming from the personal. The example, the light rays coming from the sun. And in the sun is Suryadev with his consorts. I mean, for us, that's not very easy to understand because we're not brought up with the idea in the Western world of the gods of the different planets. So anyway, we'd have to do some little homework on that and then answer. Anyway, we've been talking for 1 hour, and I can also say, if tomorrow we give you a pen and paper and you write down what we said today, if we talk for 1 hour or we talk for 2 hours, your list either way will be quite short, what you remember tomorrow lunchtime. So let us end then with, now am I meant to sing?
Can you put some dandavats which people send to you?
This looks very professional now. Before, you had a simple table and the computer you brought out from the back room you put there. Now you have a whole professional setup.
So we have dandavats from Ananda Moy Didi from Canada.
Dandavat.
Edilberto from Mexico.
Dandavat.
Subhadra Didi from St. Petersburg, I believe. Rasheshwari Didi.
Yes.
And Dhananjaya Prabhu from Russia.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Govinda Prabhu from Ireland.
Hare Krishna.
Sundar Gopal Prabhu from Italy.
And I'm a big Hare Krishna to everyone.
Yes.
Everyone, like Srila Sarasvati Thakur and his prasadam. Which prasad do you like best? He said, everyone is better than each other, like that. So it's not that there's a one big Hare Krishna for one and a small Hare Krishna for another. There's a biggest Hare Krishna for each one, and dandavat to all. Very happy that you're all watching. As I say, we want the TV where I can see you as well. Like my first television scene, when I sure that man, he must be able to see me. Why he can't see me when I can see him? Then they try to explain to me, well, this same box is in thousands of houses, so how can he see everybody? Then I remember looking behind the TV. When you've never seen a TV before, that's not such a okay, it's a crazy thing. Okay, I did a crazy thing. But I remember looking behind the TV because his head on the television was, and it was a black and white TV those days, but his head was the size of a head in the TV, and he was looking right at me. All right, so they're asking me to sing. I'm sorry for everybody. Jai Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Rokha Kridha Dev Goswami Maharaj ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Acharya Vrinda ki Jai. Sri Rupa Nuga Guru Vaga ki Jai. Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bo. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai.
Jaya Rupa Sanatan Bhata Raghunatha. Shri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raghunatha. He Chai Gosai Kore Charana Vandan. Jaha Hoite Vigna Nasha Vishta Pura. He Chai Gosai Jamui Tarada. Kasavara para reino mora panchavra. Kari racharana sevi bhakta saneva. Janame mora e abila. Chai Gosai Jabe Brache Koilaba. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Korila Praka. Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan. Hari Guru Vaishnava Pare Majjaya Man. Shri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriya. Hari Nam Sankirtana Kohe Narottam Madha. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
One thing to remember when we ask each other tomorrow what we read today is going to be this verse that we read today that Mahaprabhu said after Trinadapi Sunichina Tarorivas Hishuna Amanina Manadina Kitanya Hasara Harihi. That verse that Mahaprabhu then said in the 17th chapter of the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita was, in English at least, Mahaprabhu is saying, raising my hands, I declare, listen, all of you, thread this verse, Trinadapi Sunichna, thread this verse on the thread of the holy name, like thread it onto, the thread is the holy name, thread this verse onto there, and wear it around your neck for constant remembrance. So see if you can remember that at lunchtime tomorrow. All right. Thank you all very much. Jai Shri Gurudev, Jai Shri Guru Maharaj, Jai Saparikar Shishi, Giriraj Govardhanju ki jai, jai om Vishnu Pavar Paramahansa Paravrajakutar Asitara Sarashish Maharaj Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai, jai om Vishnu Pavar Paramahansa Paravrajakutar Asitara Sarashish Maharaj Srila Bhakti Rokkok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai, jai Shri Rupanuga Guru Vaga ki jai, jai Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Srimati Tulasi Devi ki jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj ki jai, Srila Bhakti Bimala Vadut Maharaj ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Sarasvata Acharya Vrinda ki jai, all the assembled devotees ki jai, assembled here and around the world devotees ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi.
Maharaj ki jai.